This is a special report of Unnews from School by your favorite unknown file guy. Entire world pissed off by Sopranos finale. 11th of June 2007. Insert cheesy Unnews jingle here. Everywhere planet Earth, a collective scream of agonizing pain could be heard in every cable-ready household across America at 9:57 p.m. yesterday evening, coinciding with the fucking ridiculous finale of HBO's hit series The Sopranos. The painful cries of fans everywhere were echoed by those who TiVo'd the concluding episode. Similarly, don't be alarmed if you hear agonizing screams from neighbors' homes in the following days. Some people haven't witnessed the tragedy yet firsthand. Millions of viewers sat through the otherwise tedious episode, watching loose ends remain loose, if not becoming even more ambiguous, wondering when the hell something resembling a conclusion was going to take place. An enraged Sopranos fan, known to encyclopedia readership as this author, claims, what the fuck was that? God damn it, man. Says Tony Soprano, gotcha, suckers. Eager to make sure that he wasn't completely insane, or like 98% of his fellow earthly inhabitants, lacking a capacity for abstract thought, this author placed several dozen phone calls internationally. Amongst the audible groans from other houses on the block, connections were made with Sopranos fans from other nations, including England, Canada, and, well, England and Canada pretty much. According to a fan in Manchester, I don't want Tony to die. I really didn't want him to go to jail either. I just wanted fucking something to happen. I mean, the black guy, the weird dude at the counter, Meadow not being able to parallel park? What the fuck kind of cult phenomenon ends with the anti-hero eating onion rings? Nearly seven people reached for opinion on the episode. One defended his bold direction of executive producer, writer, director, and caterer of this episode, David Chase. Quote, I like to pretend they're all real people, so in a way it's nice to know that Tony is still out there stomping faces in for the good of the family. Kinda sucks about Syl, though. He also noted that though it was likely to be huffed mercilessly, the little orange cat was good, too. Some believe that the episode is a marketing ploy leading into the eventual film version of The Sopranos. Others believe David Chase smoked a little too much hash with Peter Bogdanovich during his time filming episodes earlier in the season. A small percentage believe that the twist was to balance the effects of the WWE finale in whatever garbage crap entertainment event they call sport, in which the president of the WWE, Vince McMahon, supposedly exploded in a huge fireball that was visible from space. Few answers are being given for the episode's profound anticlimactic culmination. All this author can do is reminisce about the grandeur of the season one episode's bitch about the non-concluding conclusion online and, well, probably smoke some hash with Peter Bogdanovich. For Unnews, this is Unknown File.